Looking for some thrills? How about taking a roller coaster ride at an amusement park called Bible Park USA? Developers in Rutherford County, Tennessee, are trying to build the country's largest Bible theme park. Not everyone is thrilled. NPR's Audie Carnish reports.
First off, developer Armin Bartor knows what you're thinking when you hear Bible Park USA.
Commercializing and tacky and it being a Six Flags over Jesus.
But that's not what he's going for. Unlike smaller religious attractions, Bartor says his park would be successful because it's about history, not ministry.
There's a lot of people that would like to go on a trip to the Holy Lands, but only a small percentage do, and that's because of time, money, and fear. And the idea is that people can come to the park and see a lot of similar ideas and recreations that you would see.
So instead of roller coasters, think of actors working in a Galilean village. Instead of a water slide, imagine an indoor exhibit on the parting of the Red Sea, with water shooting into the air and the booming voice of Moses raining down. Bartor wants to turn 280 acres of Tennessee farmland into a $200 million theme park, promising $125 million in tax revenue over the next 30 years. And if all those numbers make your head spin, you're not the only one.
This man showed up, gave us this great idea that we never thought of and never really had a need for. And all of a sudden, in a little bit of a down year where we're looking for a little bit of revenue in the county, everybody sees this as a panacea.
That's Scott Yeager. He's standing across from the rolling green field slated for development with a handful of folks who oppose the park. They're worried about traffic and noise and water use, the typical not-in-my-backyard kind of stuff. But frankly, Yeager and others don't believe the park's going to pull in the 1.5 million people annually the developer says it will. Opponent Brandon Witt farms part of the land in question.
If the people here in the so-called Bible Belt don't want to go visit the park or think that they might visit once and then never return, what's going to bring the people in from outside of that realm of the Bible Belt to make it an even bigger draw?
Plus, the whole idea of a non-denominational, non-religious attraction just doesn't sit well with Witt. He says he's got a problem with people making money off the Bible. But Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess disagrees.
Do I want to go down to all the Christian bookstores and say you don't have a right to sell your products? It's the same kind of approach, and I just really don't think we need to go there.
Burgess oversees a county that was once upon a time rural, but these days, housing developments are the fastest growing crops. The park would be financed in part by county-backed bonds and deferred taxes in return for future revenues generated by the park. Money Burgess and others say the county badly needs. It's why longtime residents like Donald McDonald support the development.
We appreciate all of you folks coming out tonight. The purpose of this meeting is to inform about the good points of the park. We've had plenty of the bad points.
Outside the meeting, Helen Campbell says it's a shame the Bible Park has been so divisive in a mostly Christian community. She'd be happy to take her kids to the park. And Campbell says she doesn't believe people who say the developer is trying to pull a fast one.
You know, you have these outsiders coming in, and they just are here to make their money, and they don't know what they're doing. They're coming into this small community, and, you know, that, and I really hate to hear that, because we're not a small community anymore, and that we're growing very quickly, and I think that this is a wonderful opportunity.
Some people are moving to Campbell's way of thinking. More than 100 people attended the theme park's job fair this month, and the project isn't even approved yet. That decision comes this week, when the Rutherford County Commission is set to vote on Bible Park USA. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.